Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Fan Hotline is brought to you by Workers' Compensation Law Firm of Hall and Capitas. And on the hotline, we find our Steelers insider, Ed Bouchette of The Athletic. Good afternoon, Ed. How are you?
I'm just fine and dandy, Chris. Thank you.
Well, I'll start with this. Do you think the NFL has solved all of its problems this fall by banning jersey swaps after the game? That should be all they need to do, right?
Well, yeah, and then make them not come within 6 feet of each other after games.
Right. No. But during the games, when they're hitting each other and bodily fluids like sweat, spit, and blood are part and parcel with competing, everything should be hunky-dory, I think.
Yep, or when they're not wearing masks on the sidelines. You know, the trainers will have to wear a mask, but not the players or coaches, which is interesting.
What do you just make of all of it, Ed? My big takeaway from the NFL, and I know I saw Mike Florio talking about their game day protocols, but to me it comes down to one word, really. If they don't have testing that is extremely quick, extremely accurate and reliable, I don't see how you have a season, really. I just maybe I'm wrong, maybe you can set me straight here, but I don't see how it happens without a robust and accurate testing program.
Chris, I mean, I've been on record everywhere for weeks saying they're not going to play. I just don't see how they can play. And this idea that, let's say they have the testing, you know, the great testing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect testing. And you put these guys out on the field and they play, then why are you separating them in a locker room? If nobody's testing positive, what's the difference? I don't get the whole idea of this, what they're doing here. But I think testing is a key, but I don't think they're going to pull it off. I just don't. These guys are testing positive in other sports now, and you have a 53-man football team, not a 25-man or whatever it is they have right now, baseball team, and they're going to have 80 to 90 in the roster when they go to camp. I think what the owners wanted, 80, wanted to cut down to 80, but whatever. The Ivy League's pulled the plug, CMU's pulled the plug. I think you're going to see much, much more of that coming up.
Well, the Big Ten has pulled the plug on non-conference games, and it figures, it stands to reason at least, that most of the other Power Five conferences, if not all of them, are going to follow suit there. At what point do you think, Ed, so you've been on the record, and I know you have, saying you don't think they're going to play football. At what point do you think reality in that setting becomes overwhelming and they cut the cord on this or pull the plug on it and don't even bother trying to keep up appearances? Are they going to make it to training camps, do you think?
They'll make it to training camps, and I think that's when, we're going to start seeing what's going to happen. As guys opt out, Cam Hayward, I'm not saying he's opting out. He has asthma. Jerome Bettis had asthma. You have guys with with conditions that might, if they got the illness, might make it a whole lot worse than a normal 30-year-old. And as they test positive and they pull them out or they spread it, this is such uncharted territory. And, Chris, we're seeing it in the general population. People going into bars, all of a sudden, boom, they get it. Rallies, whatever. It's spreading. And I saw the head of the World Health Organization, which, of course, the U.S. is trying to pull out of, say the other day that the virus doesn't care who you are. You know, prince or pauper is how he put it. He doesn't care.
Ed Bouchette,
or she is, it may be.
Ed Bouchette, our Steelers insider. It feels almost farcical to ask anything that's related to actual football or, you know, football-related matters that don't deal with the pandemic, but I must ask your opinion of the Patrick Mahomes contract extension with the Chiefs, if you think that that is a death knell for their chances to build competitive rosters once the real money there kicks in, and if they're going to be subject to the same futility that teams that pay their quarterbacks true top dollar end up experiencing in the league.
Yeah, some people are saying that's really not true top dollar, though. And he's still under – and I didn't look at it that
for
closely,
a couple of years,
Chris,
he's still pretty affordable.
Years,
he's pretty affordable for the next 2 years. But then
by
it
the
kicks
time
in.
That other – who knows what – because of this virus, who knows where the cap's going to be.
Wouldn't it be likely that it would be more down than it normally would be? Like, there won't be that $10 million bump, so he is going to count more?
You'd think. So maybe that's why a lot of people are saying he could have gotten more. Well, maybe he did it because Lee Steinberg, his agent, feels that the cap isn't going to rise now because of all this. So this is the best deal he's going to get right now. But I don't know that it's going to hurt the Chiefs. You know, it does help teams when they have like a Lamar Jackson on his first contract, and they can sign other guys because they're not giving him the kind of money that the Steelers are giving Ben Roethlisberger. But you know, the Steelers have remained competitive with Ben's contract through the years, and you can look at the Packers and the Saints and say the same thing, and a number of other teams that are paying big money to quarterbacks. So you just have to be a little smart doing it.
And
there's a reason those teams are good is because they have great quarterbacks.
Well, I think what always gets brought up, though, is those teams are routinely good to very good, but they tend not to win Super Bowls because eventually, at some point, the ones that pay like the max dollars to those guys, and I know Brady doesn't count with that, they eventually will run into a team that just has more depth across the field in the playoffs, is how I've heard people explain it.
Yeah, I mean, there's all kinds of ways to look at it, but eliminate the Patriots, because they've won so many Super Bowls in this century. What teams won Super Bowls? You know, the Saints won one, the Packers won one, the Steelers won two. Of course, Ben was in his rookie or early contracts when they won those two also. I'm trying to think of who else won Super Bowls here. Baltimore won one with Flacco, but Flacco was getting paid, or did he get paid pretty good after?
He got paid after it. I did some research for the first time in probably my life. And
oh, wow. Good.
I just was on SpotRac, and going back to 2009, I know there was the uncapped year in 2010, Ed, so that becomes irrelevant. There have only been four instances of a player commanding at least 10% of his team's cap hit with his, you know, quarterback, obviously, that is, winning a Super Bowl. Twice it was Brady, and then I want to say, just without having it in front of me, it was Eli 1 year and then Peyton that year that the Broncos defense carried them to a title, basically, when he was a shell of himself, but that's it.
But Peyton was still getting pretty good buck there.
That's what I mean, yeah. He was getting good money, but the Broncos defense,
that
was almost fluky in the way that they were that singularly dominant, is what I mean. So,
yeah, and you know what? The Steelers have built – they've still been – they have a pretty darn good defense, maybe the best in the league, and they're still paying Ben. And their offense isn't terrible. It was one of the best just a couple years ago when Ben was healthy in 2018. So I don't know. I don't necessarily buy all that stuff.
Well, Ed, that brings me to an interesting question that I've asked all week in the wake of this Mahomes news. I don't think Roethlisberger – this is the hypothetical, so I'll lay it out as concisely as I can. They need to pay T.J. Watt. They need to pay Minka Fitzpatrick. They need to pay Cam Hayward, it looks like. Bud Dupree, I'm not even going to lump in there because that seems like a farce that he would be back on a long-term deal unless it was extraordinarily team-friendly. If Ben Roethlisberger plays two more seasons, plays well, stays healthy, says he feels good, how do they proceed with another contract for him? Do they proceed with another one?
Well, I think you'd want to if he's still playing at that high level. Unless they do what the Packers did and, you know, draft a guy in the first round they think is going to be his successor. But at age 40, which is what he would be then, right? 38 yep. this year, 39 next year. Yeah, 40 when it's a new contract. I don't know that he would command $30 million a year at age 40. So I think he and they would both factor in his age, I think. But I don't know.
That's what makes me ask the question, though, because and I admit it's a very big hypothetical. If he put up the numbers that were good enough, why wouldn't he say, okay, I'm not going to take Mahomes' money or demand Mahomes' money. That would be ridiculous. I'm not that young. I'm not young. But I want $25 to $28 million to play quarterback. That's the level I'm giving you. Even though I'm 40, I'm playing that way.
Well, let me just say this, Chris. I haven't talked to Ben at all about this, but I don't think he wants to pull a Brady and play somewhere else. You know, that's what Brady did because he wanted to keep playing and he wanted to make the money, and the Patriots were done with him, basically. Same out with the Chargers. You know, they were done with Phillip Rivers, and he went to the Colts. So I don't think Ben would do that at age 40. I don't. Maybe he would. So it would either be take less, retire, or move, or go somewhere else. Those would be the three options.
They wouldn't probably – okay, last one on this then. They wouldn't like – their priorities are all those defensive – the two young defensive stars, especially Watt and Fitzpatrick, I would think, that I mentioned, right? Like, when they look at their future, assuming if there is a season this year and both of them continue to be great contributors, aren't they priorities one and two at that point?
Yes, they are, yes. But again, how's Ben playing? Who do you have behind him?
Interesting.
Or who do you have available to draft? And if he's playing well, you're going to be toward the bottom of the draft. You're not going to be toward the top.
Ed, we'll leave you on this. I know what your feelings are on the NFL's likelihood that it can play. You don't think they will. You think any of these other sports trying to ramp themselves back up that are much closer on the timeline to doing so are going to get it done?
I think it's going to be fits and spurts, Chris, and ultimately I think it's just all going to collapse.
On that,
that's my prediction. Don't take that for
no.
You know, embedded in concrete. It's just, you know, my feeling is that just not going to be able. Nobody's going to be able to pull it off.
On that cheery note, Ed.
What's going on in soccer? You know, even soccer.
I believe the Nashville FC had a bunch of players test positive and couldn't do it. But in the Euro leagues, in the EPL, La Liga, the Bundesliga, Serie A, they're playing.
They don't have as much a countrywide or Europe-wide problem as we do in America right now.
You don't got to tell me twice, Ed. It was good to talk to you, however, despite the down note we end things on.
Well, it's not a lot of good stuff to talk about.
I know,
Chris, but I'll leave you with this. My dog is fine.
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Yes, and I know yours is too.
Well, both of mine
as
are.
As well as your kids.
We had to shave down. Not shave down. We took him to the groomer, and the younger dog, the golden doodle, the mini golden doodle, had to get basically cut to a close crop trim because he just had so much matting on his hair. At that point.
Why I got a dog, it doesn't need to be groomed.
Well, if I got one that shed, I wouldn't be able to have it because it would make me sick. So, you know, six of one, half dozen of the other. All right, Ed.
Right. All right, Chris. Thanks. See you later.
Our Steelers insider right there, Ed Bouchette. We love him. We do. And I'll level with everybody right now. There is a not insignificant part of me subconsciously that just doesn't want to say what Ed said there about the thought of the NFL playing this year. And to a lesser extent, his feelings on these other sports. Like, I don't want to be the guy that almost wills it into existence, but I don't think what he's suggesting might happen is particularly out of bounds or all that unlikely. Coming up,
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.